Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Oh, it sure is. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Sorry, hi, Carrie Bickmore.
I've got my 1-800 voice on today.
Yeah, can we get this phone sex worker out of here and get Carrie back in here, please?
No, I don't know what's happened to my voice. I'm losing it, but what, I quite like it.
Do you?
I've got such a high-pitched, screechy voice normally. This is a nice change.
I mean, we could change 13, 10, 60 and start charging $4.95 an hour and see how much we make over the show. I'm not above it. What's happened, Bickers?
I don't know. I had a cold over the weekend and today, all of a sudden, it's just gone south. I feel fine, but I sound horrid.
Did you have a cold over the weekend? Because I saw you Friday night and you were on a heater and about 14 glasses of bubbly. No, you weren't. You were about 3 glasses of bubbly deep.
And let's just say I was out every night. I may have gotten the cold from doing what I did. But anyway, I started feeling better today and now I'm starting to sound horrible. Anyway. Welcome to our croaky show.
Thank you. Do you think your croakiness could have... I said thank you like you were welcoming me then.
Well, you're going to have to do most of the work, so welcome.
Well, because you sounded like a stranger, I was like, thank you. And I assume your name is Gavin and you're 45 and working a trade. Smoke a pack of Winnie Reds a day by the sound of it.
No, I'm Sandy.
Hey.
Can you tell how much I'm enjoying this?
This couldn't have anything to do with your extracurricular activities, could it?
What extracurricular? Oh, the fact that you ruined my weekend.
Did
Is that what
ruin
you're talking
it?
About? You ruined it. You put something in my head on Thursday that I could not get out of my head the entire weekend, and what should have been just to catch up with friends on Saturday night went really, really weird. And it's all your fault and we need to talk about it next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, last week we were talking about something. I can't even remember what we were talking about at the time. But during the conversation about this unrelated topic, this is what happened. So I had some friends over from Ollie's school.
Swingers?
No.
Oh, sorry. It's just good to establish at the top of the thing because you told me about that couple that come over.
That's not true. After that, we were laughing so much. When we went into a song, I was saying that I was going into the city on the weekend for a friend's birthday and we were going to stay in the city. And the friends that we were going in there with for their birthday, they were going to stay in there as well. And you said, swingers. And I said, stop saying that. And then you said, imagine if they were. And I was like, well, they're not. And then we started having a conversation about whether these friends were swingers. And they're definitely not swingers, right? I thought.
Wow.
But then
Did you secret this? What does Georgie Coghlan call it?
When you put it out there into the universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not seed it. What is it when you
actualize it or something?
Manifest. Yeah. When you manifest it. No, I didn't manifest it. But what happened on the weekend was I was out with these friends. So we went into the hotel. And as we checked in separately. And then we got up to our room. And at the check-in, the guy goes, and I've put you two next to each other. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, I've put you next to the other couple that's already checked in. And then in my head, I was thinking, did they ask for that? Why do we need to stay? We don't need to stay right next to each other in the room next door.
And was this one of those hotels where you pay by the night or by the hour?
By the night.
Okay.
My current voice that I have now wouldn't have worked at this hotel.
No.
Anyway, we get into our room and then as soon as we'd arrived, they knocked on the door to say, oh, you're here. We were like, yeah.
In gowns?
No. Wait.
Okay.
No, that was at the end of the night. So they knocked on the door. Anyway, then the guy said he was going to have a sleep. Then we said we're going to have a sleep too because it was the afternoon and we were tired and the kids were all at home. We thought, let's have a little afternoon nap.
So we all had
an afternoon nap. Anyway, long story short, we went and had drinks. We went out for dinner. It was all going great. And then as the night came to an end, one of the girls that we were with was trying to get everybody to go do karaoke. And they had this conversation.
Yeah. I'm real excited about where this
story's
going.
So we were trying to find a place to do karaoke. And then he says, the husband, why don't we just go back to our room?
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, oh, okay. And then your stupid voice went back into my head.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, no, they couldn't be, could they? They couldn't want to go back to their room.
He doesn't have a karaoke machine in his room.
And they're not even like this at all. They're the most lovely couple. Anyway, and we got back
hotel,
to their room.
They're hotel rooms. They're not, it's not, why don't you come back to our house where we've got separate rooms. It's like there's just a bedroom and a bathroom. That's all there is. It's not like you've got couches to hang out on.
And in their hotel room, they have a bath in the living space. So not even in the the bathroom.
What dodgy-ass hotel were you staying?
They had a bath in the living space. The husband had had a bath that afternoon, right, in the bath. Anyway,
it's where you can see the bed.
You can see the bath
what
and the bed.
What type of sickos are staying in this hotel?
So weird. Anyway, so we're sitting there, and then everyone starts saying, let's pick our favourite song growing up, and have you got a story to go with the song? And so we're all, there's six of us in this room. And then two of them.
And so you picked It's Raining Men?
No. I think I picked Africa, Toto. Anyway, and then the one couple left. So all that was left was the couple that was staying in the room and us, right? And then the girl, the girlfriend, jumped up into the bed. And Chris, my partner, was already sitting underneath the bed sheets, right? So she then jumped into the bed and cozied up to him. And my mind was going a mile a minute because of your stupid conversation.
Hang on, why was he in their bed?
Because he was cold. So he climbed into their bed and then they
Oh, because he was naked. He was cold because he was naked?
He wasn't naked. So he's there. Why then she climbs up and then she snuggles into him. And then I'm looking at her husband on the floor. And I was like, oh, my God, what Tommy said is true. This is going to all end badly. And then I'm never going to be able to see them again because, anyway, we sat there.
You know what? You should have some confidence with your performance. I reckon you should have thought this is going to end great and I'll be able to see them whenever I want to see them.
Long story short, I felt so uncomfortable that we left. I said, we're going to bed. We got into our room. I got changed. I put on my little nightie, right? And I was wearing a little sexy number.
Oh, what is
and
happening?
And then there was a knock at the door.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And
then.
And I opened it and I was standing at the door. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
And what did you
want? And then the husband goes, you left your shoes. And I was like, oh. And then she goes, are you naked? And I was like, no, I've got a nightie on. And he goes, no, she's got her nightie on. And then I opened the door more to show that I had my nightie on because I didn't want them to think I'd opened the door.
You've given
them
a
fool. So I was standing facing them with my nightie on. Oh,
no.
Anyway, they went to their room. We went to our room. And we lived happily ever after. But I accidentally almost ended up in a swingers party.
So hang on. Will you hook up with them again?
No. Yes, as friends. Like, was always going to happen until you put the stupid idea
hang
in
on,
my head.
You got to stop this song. I know we didn't need to go to phones. But here's the thing people need to know. There's always bits when you're telling stories on radio, there's always a little bit you edit out. And the little bit that got edited out then was the bit that we're all thinking. It definitely happened, despite what did. It definitely did.
It didn't happen at all. But I'm just annoyed that you put the idea in my head in the first place.
What did you edit out then?
I didn't edit anything out. And I'm sure I'm not alone. I want to speak to people. 131060, when if you accidentally ended up in a swingers party.
Yeah, I knew that was the bit you edited out. Great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Asking on 131060 right now if you've accidentally ended up in a swingers party, Carrie.
I didn't, for the record. I didn't end up in a swingers party.
What about all the details you just told me about it then?
I didn't end up in a swingers party. I ended up in the hotel room of some good friends on Saturday night, but because Tommy had put in my head that they might be swingers, everything that happened in that hotel room freaked me out.
Yeah, but then you just said during the song about you on the bath. And that was,
I did not say anything about me in the bath.
I can't believe you can just fit that many people.
I did think, though, had I been a bit drunker, I may have ended up in that bath. So I'm very thankful that I kept myself tidy.
Wow.
We got Deb on the line. Deb, have you ever accidentally ended up in a swingers party?
I have, actually.
You sound
like you'd love a swingers party, Deb.
Well, it was a big shock to my husband and I can tell you that.
What happened?
Well, we were out with some, we were out at a Bayside restaurant on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I ran into an acquaintance, old friend that I hadn't seen for a long time. And she was with a big group of people and she asked my husband and I to go out in a boat for the afternoon after we'd had lunch, which we did. We ended up in the middle of the bay when everyone was told to get naked and that was the captain's orders. And
wow.
Then, did people get naked?
Yeah, everyone did because they'd been at a big swingers party the night before, which we found out later.
I tell you what, Deb, it speaks something of their stamina. If I'd been at a swingers party the night before, there's no way I could back it up the next day.
Did you get naked, Deb?
Well, my husband did first, and then I was the only one left.
Oh, she did, chick devil.
But they didn't ask us anything about, you know, getting into the swing of things.
No.
And then when we realised that that's what was going on, everyone was just drinking. Anyway, someone on the boat said that they needed to get off because they had to go to work. So we said, well, we need to get off too. We've got another engagement.
It sounds like everybody was getting off on the boat.
We got Kelly on the line. Kelly, when did you accidentally end up in a swingers party?
Hi. Well, I didn't end up at a swingers party. We managed to avoid it. Some mutual friends of ours for a long time when our kids were little met some other people, and we used to hang out together, and my husband and I got a bit suspicious. Anyway, our fears were confirmed, and I was telling a mutual friend at a soccer parents meeting who knew these people as well, guess what, you know, this is what's happened. And the man, one of the soccer dads sitting beside me, discreetly put his hand on my inner thigh under the table and said, oh, you know, my wife and I would be into that. And I was very quick to say, no, I'm not into that. I'm just telling a story of mutual friends that were. So that was very interesting because it was a little soccer team, little group, parents together, and it made things quite awkward.
I did meet my friends through a soccer team.
This
is ominous.
Am I missing something? Is soccer team just code for swingers here?
Well, perhaps it is. Not in my case, no. Oh,
here I thought working the back line meant you were playing near the goalie.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm in Brisneyland. I was on a flight today and one of the gorgeous cabin crew, she said to me something about another passenger that was outrageous, but it also made me think, what other outrageous stories are cabin crew sitting on that they haven't told us about? Because obviously they don't want to tell other passengers because they could lose their jobs, right?
Also things that passengers have said to the hostess.
Yeah, because I thought they've witnessed some wild stuff up there in the air, right?
I want to know now. People would be so rude to them too, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, this is their chance. 131060, give us a call. You can go under a fake name. You can do whatever you want. I want to do confessions of the hostie / hostess.
Yes.
And complain about customers you've had. Tell us what wild stuff you've seen go down. And you can do it all under an anonymous name if you want. It's a vent for you and it's a bit of voyeurism for us.
All right, 131060, that's our number. We are looking for hosties and we're giving you a chance to vent. Take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I need to know. You're on a flight and a hostie was telling you something. Well, I need to know what the hostie actually told you.
Well, I was on a flight and this gorgeous hostie came up to me and I chatted to her a bit and she was just lovely. Everything you kind of want and expect from a hostie. Vibrant, very chatty, big smile, fantastic. Great. Everybody should be happy to have her as a hostie. What was that? What motion did you just make there? Because
nothing. I'm just wanting your story. I'm saying come along with it. I want to hear what she said.
Oh, I thought there was some kind of physical thing that happened there. A big smile, that's what you were saying, right.
Yes.
And I said, how are they today? Are they good? And she said, they're a bit up and down. And I said, what do you mean they're a bit up and down? She said, oh, one guy's a jerk, right? And I said, tell me everything because you know I'm mad for a bit of gossip. And she said, how's this? This bloke down there, because, you know, they hand out tea and coffee. She goes, he asked for milk and sugar. And then when I went to hand it to him, he said, no, you do it. And she goes, sorry? And she goes, he said, you put it in. And she goes, oh, can't you? Is there a reason that you can't do it? And he goes, no, I'd just like to watch you do it. And then she opens the sugar.
Pigs?
I know. How's this, though? It gets worse. She opens the sugar, she tells me, and she opens the milk and pours the milk and goes to hand it to him. And he goes, no. And she goes, sorry? And he goes, stir it. And she goes, what? And he goes, it tastes better when you stir it. And then watched her stir his tea.
He deserved that tea all over his lap. That's what he deserved.
Well, it sounds like things were pretty hot down there anyway to start with.
Yeah, we'll burn it off.
Whoa.
Too much.
So I thought, this happened.
If I was her, I actually would have accidentally gone, I'll pass it to you as well. Oops. Oh, sorry, sir. Oh,
so sorry, sir. I've poured milk and sugar. Yeah, I'll stir it as well. I thought this happens every day, though, you know? I thought these poor people, they're stuck in tubes of farts flying through the air, crammed full of strangers. It's bad enough. Farts are bad enough for us. Screaming children that aren't theirs. It's bad enough. I actually don't mind a screaming kid on a plane, but anyway, that's another thing.
Do you?
I think people, their tolerance is so low, and I feel like there's nothing worse. You know, when you see a mum, I've seen it happen to my sister, where the mum knows, they're like, oh, this is annoying for everyone. And then someone leans over an hour in and goes, have you tried patting it on the back gently?
Oh, I know. Have you tried a dummy? What do you think, dummy?
No, I hadn't thought of any of that. Thanks, Einstein. Appreciate the mothering advice. But I thought, these poor people put up with this every day and they just have to zip their lips and not say anything. So I thought, this is our chance to let them have their say. This is our chance for them to go, you know what? I'm a hostie and...
Oh, good. And who have we got up first? We've got Lacey on the line. Lacey, you are a hostie. Tell us what went down.
So I'm so glad you're doing this segment because everyone thinks it's such a glamorous job and it's definitely far from it. So I had a full-grown male, probably in his 30s, come out of the toilet and then we went in after him to clean it and he had written in his own poo, in the mirror, worst flight, all because we were 7 minutes delayed.
Worst flight.
I love when someone's talking about an adult doing something that's so childish. We all say a full-grown man.
Yeah, full-grown man.
Not just a man, a full-grown man.
Like if he still had a bit of growing to do, it'd be okay.
Oh, that's so disgusting, Lacey. And then you had to clean it up.
Yeah, we had to clean it. I went back to him and tried to get him to do it himself because I knew who it was. But that he refused.
Like a dog, when you take a dog back to where they've pooed and you rub their nose in.
Is that what you do?
Don't you? I don't have a dog. I thought that's what you're meant to make them do.
Oh, I don't know.
I may have just made that.
No, I would encourage just certainly not do it to other people's dogs. But Lacey, what did he say when you went back to him and said you did this? Did he deny it?
Yeah, he said it wasn't me. And I was like, you just come out of that toilet. We watched you. And he's like, no, it wasn't me. I'm like, you can go back and clean it. No, he's nuts. And
did he check his fingers?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, he should have checked his nails. That'd be a dead giveaway.
That's awesome, Lacey. Oh, well, you do a great job, babe. Let's go to Lisa. I understand this is not your real name, Lisa, which makes this even more intriguing. What happened?
How are you guys?
Oh, well, we've just heard a poo on the mirror story from a fully grown man, so we're living the dream. Lisa, how are you?
Yeah, there's a few poo stories, but I think I'll leave it clean today.
Okay.
I had a flight. You know, a couple of nights ago, the red eye, had a couple of nasty people come on board. They just seen that maybe they didn't get enough sleep or something, so they're a bit rude.
Yep.
One lady goes to one of the guys that he claimed that he snatched the rubbish off him when he was collecting the rubbish. And, you know, of course, down the back alley, we all get warned, hey, you know, watch out for this lady in so-and-so seat. So we're like, all right, let's play a bit of a prank on her. Middle of the night, everyone's sleeping, we noticed the shoes kept getting kicked out in the aisle. So we're like, all right, you know what, stop kicking your shoes under the aisle. We're going to, you know, pay back for a bit of a bitch. Eventually, we managed to grab the shoe and drag it up the aisle about five rows up. And the funniest thing was that the guy sitting in that particular seat thought it was something of his, so he shoved it under his seat.
Oh, so someone hid the shoe, is that what's going on?
Yeah, and then later on, a couple of hours later, she woke up.
Is there something else? Is there anything else to this story?
Sorry?
Don't be mean to Lisa. Next time you're on a flight with Lisa, she's going to grab your shoe and shove it up your backside.
No, this is it's a good story, and I've enjoyed all 17 minutes of it. I'm just trying to work out what the end is.
Don't listen to him, Lisa.
The end is she goes to the toilet with one shoe on, can't find it, puts a torch on, and the guy goes up to her and goes, are you right? And she's like, I can't find my shoe. And he goes, that's fine, sit down, you'll find it later.
I'm glad we waited.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now,
it's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
I got to start. We touched on this on the project last night. This is the most... Are you right there? Our producer's alarm's going off. Is that to tell you it's time for Bickmore's Bits?
Yes.
Yes, great.
No,
glad you set your alarm, babe.
She sets it for every time she's getting bored.
I haven't even started yet.
Oh, no.
OJ Simpson, right? So we aired this last night on the project. It's a 2006 TV interview in which the former American football star OJ Simpson details how he would have murdered his ex-wife Nicole Brown if he had murdered her, but he hasn't. But if he had, here's how I would have done it. Now, this aired in the USA yesterday. It's an interview from back in 2006. It was filmed 11 years ago after he was found not guilty of murdering her and her friend Ron Goldman. And in it, he gives a hypothetical description of how he would have killed them. But he keeps saying I instead of referring to this third person that would have done something. It's so bizarre. He laughs through it. Here's a little snippet of it. Have a listen now.
In hypothetical, I put on my gloves.
Right. Yeah. You reached under the seat for...
a knife. As things got heated, I just remember the coal fell. I'm standing there and there's all kind of stuff around and...
What kind of stuff?
Blood and stuff around. You know, we, you know, I hate to say this, but this is hypothetical.
Right. He's a crazed idiot. But that, it's just so crazy. And even if it, like, so because he said hypothetical, it means it's not an actual confession. But even if he had confessed because of the double jeopardy laws, nothing, he couldn't even be, you know, trialed again.
But I'm aware of the double jeopardy laws because of the movie Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, really liked it.
For our younger listeners, we've lost you completely.
When's Kez's alarm going to go off again?
No, she's old enough that she's finally like, something I can relate to. hey, isn't this, like, wasn't this a book?
Yes, it was a book. And the family, he was going to release the book and then the family stopped him from releasing the book because they didn't believe he should profit from a crime, right? Mm. So that's the interview was done at the time of the release of the book to publicise the book, but the interview never went to air.
Yeah.
Anyway, watch the whole thing. It's a doco. Go online and have a look because it's crazy. It's next level crazy. Another story you might have seen, pardon?
Nothing.
Another story you might have seen if you have been scrolling through the news sites is that Cameron Diaz is retiring from acting, that she's not acting anymore. She hasn't been in a film for 4 years and she's hung up the boots.
I mean, some would say she never did, but that's fine.
Aww. That movie was one of the greatest ever.
What,
the one with the hair. What's it
called?
What
Cameron Diaz performance have you seen that you've gone, that was amazing.
The one with the hair, spiky
Something
hair.
About Mary.
Something About Mary. It's great.
Oh, yeah, she was pretty good in that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Oscars Vanity Fair pre-party in LA last week, Selma Blair, who starred in The Sweetest Thing with her, another great flick in 2002, said she was telling a reporter that, you know, she'd had lunch with Cameron the other day and she said we were reminiscing about the film and how we'd like to do a sequel, but Cameron doesn't work anymore. She's retired from acting. And it shows you what happens now in the media. That was just a joke to a reporter during a casual chat and it became international news and she's now, because everyone's written articles about how Cameron doesn't act anymore, I think Cameron sent her a message going, babe, yeah, I do. I'd like some jobs if there's any going. And Selma's now put out a tweet saying, breaking news, guys, please, I was making a joke in an interview. Cameron Diaz is not retiring from anything. And for more breaking news, I am now retiring from being Cameron Diaz's spokesperson.
Wow. So she didn't even know she wasn't retiring. She just hasn't had a gig in ages. Is that what that is?
Yes.
Oh, that's tough. So what are we doing? 13 10 60, have you got a job for Cameron Diaz?
I think she'll be fine. Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little. Now, of course, the queen of the jungle was crowned last night.
Best result. I so wanted Fiona to win. Oh.
Isn't it the best result? I think everybody did. Well, of course everybody did. That's why she won. A lot of shows have tried to cross to Fiona. Of course, the line to the African jungle. Who would have thought? A bit dodgy. But I thought, you know who I bumped into last week? And I thought, this would be a great person to chat to. Fiona's gorgeous daughter, Tess, joins us on the phone. G'day, Tess.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. Are you pretty stoked for your mum?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. It was, I mean, it's what we wanted. But if you told me 6 weeks ago that she was going to win, I wouldn't have believed it at all.
Was that because you didn't think people would vote for her to win or because you didn't think she'd even be able to hack it for that long in there?
I thought, well, with her long-term rehab the year before last year, I thought she'd be able to hack it easily because that was way more intense than what the jungle threw at her. But I thought it would be the public perception of... I just thought, you know, people are pretty divisive with her. But, yeah, pretty happy with the result.
Tess, as you know, I have loved your mum for a long period of time. She's awesome. But this is a good news story on a few levels, right? Because you've just recently said that you've got a new addition to the family.
Yes, very exciting times. I was lucky enough to be able to tell her before she went into the jungle. So she went in with that, and so I think that helped her as well.
And that's a first grandchild, yeah, Tess?
Yes, and she's been nagging us for ages for one of us to get knocked up.
When are you due?
Not until September, early September. So it's early days. I've just gotten into my second trimester.
Yeah.
But it was pretty hard not being able to talk to her as well, having my first child.
And also, I bet for her as well, have you spoken to her since? Because I imagine she was thinking all the things she probably wanted to tell you to help you along the way and stuff. It must have been pretty hard for her too, right?
Yeah, it was pretty hard. I actually just got off the phone to her for the first time, just as you guys were about to call. So, yeah, it was really lovely that I got to quickly sneak in a quick chat. It went for about 10 minutes, but yeah.
What did she have to say?
She's just so thrilled with everything and so happy for her charity as well, Angel Flight. She's been every reality TV show she's ever done. She's always had that same charity that she's used, and they must be over the moon.
Hey, Tess, your mum touched on her rehab last night, but I had no idea just how bad it got that your mum ended up in a coma and that you guys were told she had just a 7% chance of surviving. Could you ever imagine just being able to speak to her and hearing the joy in her voice now when you were going through all of that a few years ago?
Oh, not at all. We were told, yes. Everyone flew in from all over the country. I had to tell everyone that she wasn't going to make it through the night. It was a really, really harrowing experience. But, you know, she pulled through that, and I couldn't imagine 3 years ago that this is where we would be today. And we're just so grateful to still have her here.
The great thing about this, I reckon, Tess, and stop me at any point if I'm wrong about this, but obviously your mum's health's been a bit affected over the years, but I've seen as well, it kind of rocked her confidence in comedy. She's one of the funniest women I've ever met in my life. And do you think this will get her back to just knowing how funny she is and knowing how much people love her?
Yeah, that was one of the things that she did speak about when I briefly spoke to her a few minutes ago. She was just a sense of relief that people still love her and that she's still, you know, got a place in the comedy world. And
yeah.
I just can't wait to see where it takes her.
What did anything surprise you about your mum in there watching her, Tess?
Not really. I mean, it's one of those things that everyone's like, oh, what's your mum like at home? Is she funny? Is she funny? And that's exactly what she was like on the show. That's exactly what we have every day with mum.
Aww.
So it was great for everyone to see that side of her.
She's awesome. If that's what she's like at home, what a crack up to live with.
Her mad cackle makes me laugh like nobody else. Tess, congrats on the bub.
Thank you.
Congrats on having a fab mum.
And give her a massive hug from both of us when you see her.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, you ready for this?
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
I can't remember how we got to this last week, that we wanted to have an additional person. How did we get to the point that we needed help? Oh, you got desperate.
I got desperate and just said 131060 help. and someone answered our help call, and that's Mitch. Mitch, you're a great man. How are you?
How you going, pal?
Yeah, pretty good.
How often do you do the newspaper quiz?
Oh, never.
Okay, perfect.
Great.
You're perfect for this.
We could have beginner's luck on our side here.
You couldn't have picked a better person.
Buzz, all right. Why don't you smash through them, and Mitch, we'll throw to you when you need your help, bro, but your emotional support is already good.
Awesome.
All right, here we go. So this one's out of the Courier Mail from Brisbane today.
As opposed to the Courier Mail from...
Brisbane. Here we go, question number one.
Same quiz all around the country, though, just FYI.
If you want to pick up your local paper.
Yeah, totally.
Here it is. In 2018, which celebrity withdrew from the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on day three?
I know.
Is it Tommy?
The Great Man, yeah. The Great
is
Man.
It?
What? The Great Man.
Your mate.
Wasn't mundane. Tommy wasn't like day two
Tommy.
And it was a trick? Okay.
I'm sure it was Tommy.
Mitch, do you reckon it was Tommy?
Nah, I'm thinking it's mundane. He's the first person that hit my mind when the question was said.
All right.
So, I'm happy to go with you if you just want to do that.
Mitch,
we're going with you, mate. It can be all your fault when it's wrong, so let's go mundane.
All right, we're locking in mundane. Here's question number two. As at 2018, which country has won the Hopman Cup the most times?
Oh, great. You're good at the Hopman Cup, Mitch. This is you.
Yeah, no, that's all yours. I'm handing it back.
I was a ball kid at the Hop and Cup, so this should be my hitting zone.
Bick is great.
I reckon.
Are America in the Hopman Cup?
I was going to say the USA.
Let's do that.
Okay, great.
Cool. Question number three. Which country lies between Iraq and Saudi Arabia?
Sorry, what was the first one?
Iraq.
Well, Iraq.
Iraq, whatever.
Iraq.
Mitch, do you know your geography?
Nope.
Do you say Iraq, Mitch? Iraq, and what was the other country, Buzz?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. Afghanistan.
Iran. Afghanistan. Okay, let's go Afghanistan.
Cool. Question number four. What are the colours of the stripes on the flag of Cambodia?
Mitch, what do you reckon? Cambodia stripes.
Oh, I'm going to go yellow, blue and red.
Lock it in.
Yep.
Lock it in.
Here we go. Kiwi shoe polish originated in which country?
I'd say New Zealand.
Kiwi shoe polish?
Mm. You've got to say New Zealand, don't you?
Why is it called? But nah, it'd be a trick.
Mitch, what do you reckon?
Australia. Let's mix it up.
I'm going to say Solomon Islands.
Oh, which one are we locking in?
Well, I'm locking in New Zealand.
Okay, well, you pick. Yeah.
Okay, Mitch, you're locking in Australia. Bickers, you can lock in Solomon Islands. Let's see how we went.
All right.
Mitch, I reckon you might have screwed us on this first one, even though I led you down the bum path.
What did you think, Tommy?
Well, I did lead Mitch down Mundine, but I think it's Tommy.
It was Tommy.
Your fault, Mitch. Go on.
Question number two.
I've let us down a lot as well, Mitch, don't worry.
Was the United States.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yep. The country between Iraq and Saudi Arabia is Kuwait.
Oh.
So, wrong about that.
Okay. It's not Kuwait.
The flag of Cambodia, red and blue.
Close. Not bad, Mitch.
You had a blue in there.
Come on, you got to give me that point.
All
right, let's give it to him.
Give him two.
And the final one, all three of you had a different answer. The answer was Australia, Mitch.
Mitch! Oh, well done, Mitch.
I'm feeling a bit flustered here, guys. Mate,
I'll tell you what, don't bother putting any more air in those tyres. You should be pumped up and about, Mitchy. And Buzz, what prize do we have for him?
We'll sort that out after, but that was...
No, we got nothing, mate.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Joined right now by Husie and Kate.
Well, what a big day it is for someone little in our midst, Carrie Bickmore.
Absolutely.
Why? What's happened?
Because finally, the Tommy Little edition of Husie, We Have a Problem is on tonight.
Oh, is it?
This is it.
And Tommy Little, he waited patiently and he pestered and he was always at the cuffs of Husie's pants. Please, sir, when can I ever go on your show, sir?
It was filmed. He
just constantly convinced me. He goes, mate, the best one we've done. And usually that is don't bury the best episode we've done right down the back end of the season.
It's not buried. It's building up to a crescendo.
Yeah, we're not in the summer ratings break.
Carrie's lost interest. She's looking at her boobs.
Yeah. They look, anyway.
I must say they look stunning in that top.
This is not about them. This is about Tommy on Husie.
Little Tommy.
They look great.
This is what Carrie does.
What's she doing?
This is what she does. Whenever it's not about her, she stares at her boobs.
I've seen the ad.
We
want to get the ad is only Tommy Little.
Tommy is fantastic on the show tonight. So after Bondi Rescue,
Tommy Little, watch him as a nation. And come into his own.
Why are you Irish?
Why are we talking like this?
Oh, I tell you why. Because I'm obsessed with those Irish girls in Brisbane.
The gypsies.
We're
not allowed to say that.
We have to call them travellers?
Oh, travellers in the caravan. I might be many things, but I'm not a gypsy.
What are you talking about?
You know the Irish women with the babies.
I saw them.
They've got prams.
They're pushing down the street.
Yes.
They look so like they're just normal.
And the police haven't found them.
The most amazing thing about those girls is...
They're not on Husie, We've Got a Problem.
No, they're a great fan. They're big fans of Husie, We've Got a Problem. They really...
Of course,
they love the show.
You know what their problem would be? We've flushed some teachers down the toilet and now we've ruined the plumbing. What should we do?
All right, Tommy is on Husie, We Have a Problem
little
tonight.
Tommy, little
what time
tonight?
Is it on Husie?
After Bondi Rescue, 8:30.
Perfect. Husie and Kate, they're in next. We're back tomorrow. Bye.
Love you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.